This portion of Texans Extra Points is brought to you by Reliant Energy, a NRG company.
Those were probably the most valuable years of my career, learning from, you know, not only him, but from Coach O'Brien and from Tom.
Glad you're back with us on the show. All right, that's the quarterback on the other side of Tom Brady. He was just talking about Hoyer, about what he learned in those three seasons with Brady. You played with him. You're on the other side of the ball, but best ever, quarterback-wise?
Yeah, is this are we having this question?
Wow, that's
best
tough.
Ever. No, he's the best ever. He's the best ever because the sustained success he's had year in, year out. New guys every single year, new receiving core, different systems. A lot of people don't know. He's had different systems over the year. Bill O'Brien, Josh McDaniels now.
What he had when
Charlie
he was a
rookie. Weiss was before that. And he's had to work with a lot of different coordinators, a lot of different players. And so the sustained success he's had is incredible. Makeshift offensive line here and there. They still win anyway. The best ever, wow. And there's no question about it.
That's tough to say, Drew. I mean, if you was to ask my dad that, he'll probably say Joe Montana. So it depends on what era you're coming from. But I would have to say as well, you know, Tom Brady's by far one of the best. I don't know if it's the best ever, but he's right there in my top two or top three. And to be a six-round draft pick and to accomplish all those goals that he's done already in his short little career right now, it speaks
volumes. But here's the thing. He's still got a lot of football left in him. So that the book hasn't been written if he's the best ever. He still says he wants to play for 10 years. I think that's pie in the sky. I still think he can play five or six more years. And so the book isn't fully written on Tom.
And I haven't asked him lately, but my dad, Jim Doherty, you've always said John Unitas, but I think he would probably shade towards Tom Brady now, too. But, I got to go with Brady, too, just based on what we've seen against these defenses that he's encountered in his career.
And he does it with his mind, though. Yeah. It's not like all of a sudden he jumps out. Look how fast he is. Look at that thunderbolt of a right arm. It's a mental thing. He knows where to go with the football. He knows defenses. And he knows how to think his way through a football game. Not a lot of guys can do that.
His IQ for the game is sharp, man. He's probably the best ever at that. I thought Kurt Warner had a great IQ for the game, but Tom Brady brings it up to another notch with that.
And how many guys at the age of like 37, 38 like he is still are as hungry as he is? He's still as hungry as he was when he first got there in 2000.
Nearly maniacal, that hunger, but that's what fuels him. That's what makes him so great. Okay, on the other side of the ball, this defense has very quietly been one of the best in the NFL. What makes this unit so tough?
You know, for me, it's they're as far as situational football, and I play for Iraq. It's big third down. They dominate on third down. The most important, JJ will tell you, the most important down in football is third down. They're so good at that. But what I like that they've done is they've made it simpler, okay, on these guys. They've cut out a lot of the stuff they were doing earlier. They kept it simple because they have so many guys kind of rotating in at different positions. So they're set on who they want as the starters. And they have a scheme now that's a little bit simpler. Whenever you hear Bill O'Brien say, we're letting these guys play, what that means is we're taking a little bit off their plate, not putting so much on them mentally, and keeping it a little bit more simple. And they're doing a great job of kind of these simple coverages they're running, disguising them. And so they're getting more comfortable disguising and doing the little things and not doing so much schematically. And I think that's a big reason why they're doing so well. And they're doing a much better job stopping the run, which is key to giving those those long third down spots, too.
And you mentioned something, Ted, about disguising the coverages. I think that's going to be big as far as going against Tom Brady. I know he's probably seen every coverage that you could possibly see in the NFL, but if you can find a way to disguise some things, blitz at a later time or put some guys up front that he's never seen before, coverages, I think that's what's going to kind of get Tom off his little block a little bit because he's got some receivers that's down right now. So
the big thing, like you're saying, JJ, show him one thing pre-snap and then something completely different post-snap.
That's right.
And then you have a chance to maybe beam.
Let's flip the script to the Patriots defense. Why are they so effective? Because they are one of the top third defenses in the NFL.
I think a big part of it is their linebacking core. Yeah. They have a really great linebacking core, Ninkovich, Jamie Collins. I mean, they got guys, Hightower. Gerard Mayo, who was their stud middle linebacker, now plays outside linebacker sometimes and inside. Versatility there. But they have a pass rush that they haven't had there in a very, very long time. You know, Chandler Jones is a beast and Ninkovich. So they have a pass rush finally to go with a defense with that defense, and it's the pass rush and that front seven that makes them so good.
And this team only gave up 14 points last week, you know, so it's a great defense, man.
Yeah, all right. Well, we will get to much more of this breakdown in just a bit, but now we got to go to the Telestrator. What do you do when DeAndre Hopkins is double covered?
Welcome to Texans Telestrator presented by BMW. I'm your host, John Harrison. We're going to take a look back at the Houston Texans offense, a key play early in the game against the Texans, and one of the ways the Texans chose to combat the way the Bills were playing coverage against DeAndre Hopkins in particular. Leotis McKelvin right up in press coverage, and you'll see this guy right here, Ronald Darby, is typically the corner to that side. They said no DeAndre Hopkins. But what you'll see as we go through this play here, the Texans realize it. Brian Hoyer comes to the line of scrimmage, sends him in motion, gets the snap, and he's already looking, knowing. Look at his eyes. He's looking right at Hop. He has no idea of what's going on here. It's all about stopping DeAndre Hopkins. Nothing but green grass in this area right here. And that's where the Texans are going to go with this play. So you'll see Grimes take the handoff and follow Ode Abushi through the hole. Ode gets a nice little kick block right here on 37 to Kel Roby, the nickelback that's coming through. Grimes is going to slither through. And then when he gets to about this spot right here in the field, that's when he starts carrying guys to the 10-yard line. Let's take a look at this play, and then we'll take a look at what it looks like from the end zone angle. You'll see the good block. Ode comes across, sees this guy at the last second, and then boom, now you can see the space. Cecil up here, block here, he's out of the play. These two guys are not even worried about it because they were worried about DeAndre. And Grimes is hitting it through here, and then he makes a great effort to get up the field and carry you guys. Boom. Okay, there's a 20-yard line, and watch where he ends up. Keep going. Keep driving. That got the sideline charged up. That was pretty cool. That was nice to see. Now, let's take a look at the interior here, and you can see how it all, there it is. Pop the hole open, and there it is. Great block by Ode, and Grimes finds the other cut and starts carrying guys. So third seven play that ended up being about a 20-yard run. Why? Execution and the threat of DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, who would have thought that on a run, that the threat of a receiver would allow that to happen, but it did. Appreciate you watching, everybody. We'll be right back after this.